My name is Roland. Welcome. Hello. This little lecture is for ladies. A lot of ladies resent their father, hate their father because their father wasn't there for them. You have no idea how many men, maybe all men, but most men, in a very big way, fail their daughters. They're not there for the daughter. And so she resents her father. She goes out in the world looking for love. See? She goes out in the world looking for love, and what does she find? She gets used and abused instead. She finds other weak men just like her father. Weak men, violent men. See? Users, abusers. See? Maybe she'll get lucky and she'll find a man who's halfway deep, who there's something good in him. Maybe she'll find a man in which there is something good. If so, it's really wonderful. But the problem is, she's been so disappointed by men, and because of her hatred of her father, her resentment of her father, and her judgment of all men, she can't help but project her judgment and her hatred onto her husband. So before you know it, she starts to resent him. She starts finding herself nagging him. Nothing he can do satisfies her, makes her unhappy. She blames him. Then she blames herself. She says, well, maybe I'm not good enough. I'm not loving him enough. So she tries harder, see, and she tries so hard, see, that she may become like a pest, drives everybody away, see, because she's always there with her love when they need a little space. Or on the other hand, he may become selfish and a slob. See, her constant support, see, and her reassurance and assurance, he becomes weaker and weaker and more beastly, see. And so he actually degenerates because of her love. Now, the problem is, so that's very painful to see. It's very painful for a woman to see that her love is not really making people better. And some women will never see it. They don't want to see it. But some women do see it, and it's painful. So what can you do? Here's what you do. Number one, let go of resentment of men. It'll help if you read my books and understand how it all started in the Garden of Eden. Men can't help but fail. Men are born failures. Okay? Men are fixated to women. Your husband was undoubtedly ruined when he was a little boy. His father wasn't there for him. His father was a woman worshiper and was weak and probably walked around on eggshells. See, if he wasn't violent, then he walked around on eggshells. Either way, he's wrong. He walked around on eggshells and said yes, dear, and no, dear, and he was very meek and mild. See, and then your husband's mother ruled the roost. She claimed her son's love. She hated her husband and probably helped to put some enmity between your husband and his father. You see what I mean? So he got separated from his father, see, separated from the father's spirit, and he developed a woman inside. He became more, in a lot of ways, more womanly than manly because, see, too close to his mother. But his mother couldn't help herself because her husband wasn't there for her and her father hadn't been there for her. You see what I mean? So nobody can help themselves. This endless cycle, see, and it leads to all the violence and all the unhappiness and all the misery and all the suffering in the world. It all has a basis in this wrong relationship between men and women. So how do we right the relationship? Number one, don't hate your father. See that he was a victim too. When he was a little boy, nobody was there for him. Don't resent your father, see, for his acts of commission or omission. Don't resent your mom. And don't resent your husband. Give him a little space. See, you can't make him into a man. He has to find himself. Now, maybe he will find himself, and maybe he won't. If he does find himself, and he stands up with great honor and dignity and courage and love and kindness and long-suffering and becomes the noble knight in shining armor that you always wanted, then that's very beautiful. If it doesn't happen, then your soul can still be okay. You can still be all right inside. You don't have to be all stressed out and depressed and have all kinds of issues. See? And the way you can be okay is just don't resent him. Don't resent your husband. See? Don't resent men. Don't judge them. See? Don't husband. If there's any good in him, then see the good in him. If there's no good in him, then just see that there's no good in him, but don't hate him. That's very important. If you let go of the resentment toward your father and toward other men, toward your husband, then you will be okay. You'll be able to find love within, actually. If you let go of the resentment through a willingness to give it up and give up judgment, see, then your heart is softened and then you can receive God's love within. You can actually receive God's warm love within. See? And feel secure. See? And your issues will begin to let go of you. And you'll be okay. The main key is let go of the resentment. My name is Roland.